Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing us back. Right out of Ecclesiastes, that song. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, certified financial planner, ordained minister, author of Making Mammon Serve You, and longtime Brain Trust member. John, thanks again for being here. I know one of the things that you talk to your folks a lot about these days, your clients, is some of the big financial decisions, big life decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Talk to us about some of those.
Well, the things that affect your financial security over the long term are the large decisions you make that have big consequences down the road. And I think there's about 8 of them. And they're not all investment kind of decisions the way we might think. For instance, the number one thing that impacts your financial security down the road in terms of decision making is marrying the right person. You ask anybody, particularly in my line of work, in the pastoral field, where all the marriage counseling comes in, and it's often right. around issues of money.
Oh, yeah.
And if one chooses poorly and the marriage doesn't last, there's nothing more expensive than divorce. You can lose half of your money in a stock market and wait for it to come back. If you lose half your assets in a divorce, it doesn't come back.
Right.
So marrying the right person, one of the greatest predictors of stress in a marriage is
somebody once asked me where my ex-wife lives. I said, in my ex-house.
Yeah. And the biggest predictor of stress in a marriage is the difference in your two credit scores. If there's mm-hmm. a big difference there, a person ought to find out why and discover there's going to be some money incompatibility or mm-hmm. responsibility issues. So who you marry is one of the biggest financial
decisions. So on a first date, I should ask them a credit score if I were dating?
I wouldn't necessarily do that on a first date.
Well, and I want the record to show my wife won't let me date. So I want to get that right out there.
I'm on her side in that one. So.
All right, go ahead.
The next one is where you put yourself in line in terms of payment. You hear the cliche, pay yourself first. It really is true that there are two kinds of people when it comes to saving money. There are people who pay all of their expenses and mm-hmm. all of their lifestyle kind of things and then try to save whatever might be left over at the end of a month. And there are people who put themselves first in line and say, some portion of every dollar I earn is mine to keep. And they set aside money for themselves first and then pay everybody else out of what's left over.
Mm-hmm.
And over the long term, those latter people are the ones who end up with money. I have an uncle. I had an uncle. He's deceased now. But from the time that he was a small child, he set aside 10 cents of every dollar he ever made. And he lived to be 87 years old. He never invested. He never owned a mutual fund. He never owned a stock. He never, mm-hmm. you know, because he was old school and had grown up poor. But he was a saver.
He was smart enough to trust him, is what I say.
And the amazing thing was when his wife had to go into a nursing home in her later years, he had enough money they were able to pay for 6 years, not in a Medicaid facility, but
wow.
in a first class. He had mm-hmm. that in cash.
Right.
So pay yourself first is a big one.
Well, I'm going to say something I said earlier, and I've said many times before. Mm-hmm. My confession is I'm not a good saver. I'm a horrible mm-hmm. saver. But I would buy a piece of real estate and make a payment when I, you know, might have to eat bologna that month.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my way of paying myself, was making a mortgage payment.
No, we could have an interesting conversation around that. I would say for the average person, find a way to do both of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to choose one or the other.
Well, I didn't, you know, I mean, I'm just, obviously, I was talking about just periodically, but...
Right.
But I still think that being disciplined mm-hmm. about making a mortgage payment, I still say that's I'm always going to be on the side of real estate. All right, keep going.
How much home you buy is a big one, and I'm talking about residence now, not mm-hmm. investment real estate.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to buy the biggest house the bank.
Oh man, that's where's the fun in that.
So, you know, the person.
I got to have a man cave. I got to have a jacuzzi. Come on, man. Why don't you like fun, John?
I do, but I like. To me, cash is fun. Yeah. How often you replace your car? The advertising industry tells us to get a, you know, to buy or lease a new car every 3 years. You know, get rid of it the minute the warranty expires and get a new payment.
Yeah.
The person who buys a car a year or two old and then drives the wheels off it spends a whole lot less of their cash flow on a fixed payment and has more cash to do with
that. My car is 8 years old and my wife's car is 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. And that's
and
smart. They,
and they're still running and we do a little maintenance and we love them. We love the cars. We keep on driving them.
That's right. And you spend less on insurance and less on excise tax and less on sales tax and all of that. So that's great.
Now here's the key. Mm-hmm. You have to make a smart buying decision.
Yes.
You have to buy an automobile that is not trendy and that is a model and a make that has a high maintenance, has a high longevity record.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a big fan. I do that. I'm a kind of a car nut, and I do some of my own maintenance as well, which greatly lowers my costs.
Right.
And some of the cars, I'm one of those old weird people who drive a stick, and there aren't many of those left.
Right, right.
And some cars that are like that are actually appreciating in value because they've got a fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got friends who have driven in cars for years and years and years, and then sold them for pretty much what they had into them.
Right,
which is a neat thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, John, I got to take a quick break. Give us the website, please.
Is Aspire, AspireFA.com.
All right, so check it out. Making Mama Serve You is his book, John Harrison. And I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.